Hi, this is Joey Taylor, the producer of From the Hive, a contemplative space where meditative practice meets mindful everyday living. This is a pocket practice with Varun Soni. This pocket practice is a little different, though, because it begins with Varun explaining a Soham mantra meditation. Troy then jumps in and leads us into a time of meditation while our friend Keaton Neely plays drums. If the pocket practice sparks an interest, check out episode 20. Here's Varun explaining a Soham mantra.
A very simple mantra that I'd like to start with is a mantra that many kids are given, many Hindu kids are given in India. And it's the mantra of Soham. Soham is kind of means I am. But it, you know, the meaning isn't as important as the sound or the vibration. And so what would a Soham meditation look like? It's very simple. You would just sit down in a comfortable position. Doesn't have to be cross-legged. Doesn't have to be on the floor. It could just be in a chair. And with your and you would breathe deeply in and out of your nose. With the in-break breath of your nose, you would focus on So. So as you're breathing in through the nostril, in your mind's eye, you're reciting So. And as you're breathing out, you recite Hum. And as your mind wanders, you slowly bring it back to Soham. It's a point of concentration for the meditation. Your mind will wander. We know that. That's what happens. It's important not to judge that, not to label that, not to give it too much power. Just watch your thoughts and bring it back to Soham. Your mind is like the sky and your thoughts are like clouds that pass by. You can watch it pass by. Don't be attached, but bring it back to Soham. And eventually what you might find is that as you continue to focus on Soham, the gross level of consciousness slowly subsides. You start to think less about your day-to-day activities, less about what someone might be thinking of you, less about all the things you haven't done, less about yourself. You begin to reside within a place that is beyond words, in a place that is more subtle. It's like the moment before you sneeze. You have a moment where you're not thinking anything. You almost have a clear-headedness. That's the gross level of consciousness. And that's where you want to kind of reside for as long as you can with a Soham meditation. And if you're there, you might not need Soham. At some point, the mantra is just a way to get you there. And if that's where you're residing, you can slowly let the mantra go too. It's like the Buddha said with the life boat. The boat takes you to the other shore, but when you get to the other shore, you don't need to carry the boat with you. It served its purpose. In some ways, the mantra is the vehicle to get you to that other shore.
All right. Well, let's start that now. We have Keaton Neely here with us who will be laying down some kind of atonal drum track, and just invite the listeners to join us for a moment in this practice. So sit there where you are, kind of breathing in So, breathing out. Thank you. slowly begin to turn back to the room. Thank you for practicing with us, and thank you, Varun, for opening us up to this practice and to your story.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This has been a Pocket Practice with an introduction from Varun Soni and drums by Keaton Neely. Check out the entire conversation on episode 20 of From the Hive, a contemplative space where meditative practice meets mindful everyday living. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day.